Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something a lot of you've been asking about, perimenopause.
Yeah, it's one of those topics people don't talk about enough.
Exactly. So we did a deep dive into some solid medical research to really get into it.
We pulled excerpts from a Healthline article that was actually reviewed by some top doctors.
So we're going to break down the signs to watch for, how the stages work, and what's in store after you go through this whole transition.
There's so much confusion around this totally natural process.
Yeah, and our goal today is to give you like a roadmap, not just what happens, but why it matters to you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so first things first, how do you even know when perimenopause is over? It's not like there's a clear ending.
Yeah, it's definitely not like flipping a switch.
Right.
It's more like a dimmer switch slowly fading out. And honestly, your experiences could be totally different from someone else's.
Oh, for sure.
One of the most common signs, though, is that the time between your periods, it starts to get longer. And doctors usually consider 60 plus days between periods as a sign of late stage perimenopause.
Okay, so that's like 2 months or more between cycles.
Exactly.
That's a pretty big clue then. So does that mean like you're almost done at that point?
Well, that's where it gets kind of tricky.
Oh, no.
Even with those longer cycles, you could still be in perimenopause for another 1 to 3 years.
Oh, wow. So it's like you think you're reaching the finish line, but perimenopause is like, nope, not yet.
Yeah, it can really feel like a roller coaster ride.
That's a good way to put it. And to add to the confusion, the article mentioned that some people actually get like a totally normal period right before
Yeah,
menopause.
quite.
So how can you even tell what's going on at that point?
Well, the changes in your other symptoms can be clues, but again, it's so individual.
So some people are smooth sailing, while others are what, like getting tossed around by the waves?
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. Some common changes you might see are more frequent hot flashes, changes in your sex drive or how things feel during sex, and also vaginal dryness.
Okay, those don't sound very fun.
But there is a bright side. Some people actually report fewer headaches, they have more stable moods, or they say their symptoms are at least more predictable overall.
Okay, so it's not all downhill. For some people, things actually get a little easier.
Right, like their body's finally figuring things out.
Right, finding a new balance. So realistically, how long does this perimenopause journey usually last? Is there like an average timeline?
On average, about 4 years.
Okay.
But, and this is a big but, it really varies.
Okay.
It could be way shorter for some people. And for others, it could drag on for over a decade. That's why it's so important to remember that it's a really individual experience.
So no two journeys are exactly alike.
Got it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the last period. Is it always this big, obvious event?
You'd think so, right? But the research actually debunks that myth.
Oh, interesting.
Sometimes it's heavier or lighter, maybe further apart than your usual period,
Okay.
or it comes with different symptoms. But a lot of times, it's just not that obvious.
So no big fanfare. Exactly. To really get what's going on, it helps to look at the menopausal transition as a whole. There are three stages: reproductive, which is what we usually call premenopause,
Right.
then menopausal transition, which is the perimenopause we're talking about, and finally, postmenopause.
Okay, so we're really focused on that middle stage, the transition part, where things start to get a little wild.
Exactly. It's marked by that shift from regular periods to those longer cycles we talked about, the 60 plus day ones. And just that phase alone, that can last for 1 to 3 years.
Wow, okay. So let's say you're someone who wants a more like definitive answer. Can your doctor help figure out where you are in the process?
They absolutely can.
Yeah.
They can test your hormone levels to get a clearer picture. A common one they'll do is a test for follicle stimulating hormone, or FSH. Basically, when your ovaries start slowing down, the FSH level goes up.
Okay.
So higher FSH usually means you're getting closer to menopause.
Okay, so it's a clue, but not like a guarantee.
Exactly. And FSH levels can go up and down, so one test isn't always super reliable.
Makes sense.
They might look at other hormones too, like estradiol, a type of estrogen, and anti-Müllerian hormone. That one tells them about how many eggs you have left.
So it's kind of like they're putting together a puzzle using all these different pieces to see the full picture.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've navigated this perimenopausal maze. What's waiting for you on the other side in postmenopause?
That's a great question and one we're definitely going to dive into. But first, let's talk about why knowing what stage you're in even matters.
Okay, good point.
Because knowing where you are in the process can really help you understand what's normal for you, what to expect, and it helps your doctor guide you on any treatments that might be right for you.
So knowledge is power.
Right, exactly. And it can make this whole transition way less scary.
I love that. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be digging into all the ways you can manage those perimenopausal changes and actually start to feel better. So stay tuned. Okay. So we've talked about the stages of perimenopause and why it's so important to know where you are in that process.
Right.
But now I think everyone wants to know, like, what does this actually feel like? What are the real life changes you might notice in your body, in your mind?
It's a great question because perimenopause really does affect your whole body and mind. It's not just about your period changing. The Healthline article highlighted changes in your period as a big one. And we already touched on that a little bit.
Yeah, those cycles can get so unpredictable.
They really can.
It's like sometimes it's heavier, sometimes lighter, sometimes it's MIA altogether. Like your period just has a mind of its own.
It really is. And that unpredictability can be really frustrating, emotionally draining. And on top of that, the hormone fluctuations, the ups and downs of estrogen and progesterone, that can actually impact your brain chemistry, specifically the neurotransmitters that regulate mood.
So that explains those infamous mood swings, the irritability, even anxiety that everyone talks about.
Exactly. It's not just you being hormonal. There's a real physiological reason behind it. And then, of course, you have the hot flashes.
Yes, the dreaded hot flashes. Is there anything you can do about those, like those sudden waves of heat?
Well, it helps to understand what's actually happening. As your estrogen levels decline, your body's internal thermostat, it kind of gets thrown off. It's like your body suddenly thinks it's overheating and it tries to cool down really fast. Hence the sudden flush, the sweating.
So it's like your body's having its own personal summer, even if it's the middle of winter.
Exactly. And just like summer, those hot flashes can range from mild to really intense. Some people just feel a little warm, others get drenched in sweat, feel like they have to change their clothes.
Yeah, I've heard they can happen at night too, right?
Yeah, those are called night sweats. And it can be especially disruptive to sleep. Imagine waking up in the middle of the night drenched in sweat. Not exactly restful, right?
No, not at all. And sleep disturbances are pretty common during perimenopause anyway, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
So between the hot flashes, the night sweats, and maybe mood swings on top of that, it sounds like getting a good night's sleep can be a real
It
challenge.
can be tough. And then lack of sleep can actually make other symptoms worse. It's kind of a vicious cycle.
Not good.
But it's important to remember that sleep is crucial for overall health and well-being, especially during this time of transition. And we will talk about strategies for improving sleep a little bit later.
Looking forward to that. Now, the article also mentioned that perimenopause affects vaginal health. Can you tell us more about that?
You're right, it does. As estrogen levels drop, the tissues of the vagina can become thinner, drier. This is known as vulvovaginal atrophy, and it can make intercourse uncomfortable or even painful.
Ouch, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Not really. And this can really affect a woman's sex life, her relationships. It's definitely something to talk to your doctor about because there are treatments that can help alleviate that dryness, improve sexual comfort.
Okay, that's good to know. So it's not just hot flashes and mood swings, it's about changes down there too.
Exactly. And all of these things are connected.
We've talked about the physical and emotional symptoms, but what about like mental changes during perimenopause?
That's another important aspect that I think often gets overlooked. Some women report experiencing brain fog. They're more forgetful, have difficulty concentrating. It's like their brain is taking a vacation.
Yeah, is that related to hormones too? It sounds a lot like pregnancy brain.
You're on the right track. Estrogen does play a role in brain function, and when those levels fluctuate, it can affect memory and focus. So if you're feeling a little more forgetful than usual, it might not just be stress or aging. Perimenopause could be playing a role.
Wow, so many things that we might just brush off as normal could actually be related to perimenopause.
Exactly. It's important to be aware of how this transition can impact really every aspect of your well-being.
So true, from your physical health to mental clarity.
And knowing this is so empowering.
Absolutely. So now we know what to look for, but what can we do about it? What are some steps someone can take to manage these changes and, feel more like themselves during this time?
That's what we're going to explore in the final part of our deep dive. We're going to talk about strategies for navigating perimenopause, embracing this transition with a more proactive approach.
Sounds like a plan. Let's dive into those strategies right after this. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here talking about perimenopause, from those unpredictable periods to brain fog and, well, everything in between.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But now for the big question, what can you actually do about all these changes?
Right.
It's not just about riding the wave. It's about, you know, finding ways to surf it
right.
with a bit more style.
I like that analogy. And the good news is there's a lot you can do to manage those symptoms and feel more like yourself during this transition. It's about taking charge, finding what works best for you.
So where do we even begin? What's the first line of defense when those perimenopausal changes start showing up?
Honestly, lifestyle modifications can make a huge difference. It might sound simple.
Okay.
But it's like building a strong foundation for your overall well-being.
Okay, break it down for us. What kind of lifestyle changes are we talking about here?
Well, think the classics, right?
Yeah.
Regular exercise.
Okay.
A balanced diet, lots of fruits, veggies, whole grains.
Uh-huh.
And prioritizing sleep.
Getting that good sleep.
These aren't just, you know, good habits for everyone. They're especially important during perimenopause.
So those healthy habits we hear about all the time actually do make a difference.
They really do. They can help regulate those mood swings, improve your sleep quality, manage weight fluctuations, and even reduce how severe your hot flashes are.
Okay, so those are some pretty compelling reasons to stick with those healthy habits. But what about those pesky hot flashes specifically? Is there anything that targets those?
One helpful strategy is to play detective. Try to figure out what your personal hot flash triggers are.
Oh, interesting.
Things like caffeine, alcohol, spicy foods, even stress. Those can all make them worse.
Oh, yeah. Stress is a big one.
Once you know what your triggers are, you can start to avoid them or at least minimize them.
So it's a personalized approach, like really paying attention to what your body's trying to tell you.
Exactly. And along with those lifestyle tweaks, there are therapies that can help. Hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, is often considered for women with moderate to severe symptoms.
Oh, okay.
It basically supplements the estrogen that your body's not making as much of anymore. Sometimes progesterone, too.
Okay.
And this can really help with hot flashes, vaginal dryness, and other hormonal shifts.
But I know HRT can be a bit controversial. Are there any risks to consider?
Yeah, you're right. There are risks and benefits to weigh. And it's definitely not right for everyone. It's really crucial to have a good conversation with your doctor to see if HRT is a good fit for you. And if so, what type and dosage would be best?
So it's not one size fits all, just like perimenopause itself. What if HRT isn't an option or someone wants to try other approaches?
Well, there are plenty of other paths you can explore. Some non-hormonal medications, like certain antidepressants, can actually be quite effective for managing hot flashes.
Oh, interesting. So those medications can work for both mood changes and hot flashes.
Exactly. And there's a whole world of alternative therapies, too. Things like acupuncture, yoga, meditation. Those can all help manage symptoms and reduce stress.
So it's like having a whole toolbox full of options, both conventional and complementary.
You got it. And again, what works for one person might not work for another. It's about finding what resonates with you and gives you the most relief.
This is starting to feel less like a medical mystery and more like an adventure, like a journey of self-discovery.
I love that. Mm. It's about exploring different strategies, working with your healthcare provider, and creating a plan that feels right for you.
Now, I think it's important to address the emotional side of perimenopause, too.
Absolutely.
It's not just about the physical symptoms.
It's not. Perimenopause can be a time of huge change, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, too. It's a major life transition.
Right.
And just like with any big change, it's normal to feel a whole range of emotions.
So feeling all over the place is totally understandable.
Absolutely. Some women might feel a sense of loss or grief as they transition out of their reproductive years. Others might feel liberated or empowered.
It's such an individual experience.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to honor those feelings, whatever they are, and seek support if you need it.
Okay, yeah.
Talking to a therapist, joining a support group, or even just confiding in trusted friends and family can make a huge difference.
So it's about taking care of your whole self, body, mind, and spirit.
Exactly. And remember, you're not alone in this. So many women go through similar experiences. And there are resources out there to help you navigate this chapter with more confidence and resilience.
This has been a really insightful deep dive into perimenopause.
It has.
We've gone from feeling confused to feeling empowered, you know, with knowledge and understanding those potential challenges. And most importantly, knowing there are steps you can take to feel your best throughout this transition.
And remember, we've just scratched the surface here. There's so much information out there, from medical research to personal stories, waiting to be explored.
So as we wrap up, we want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. Knowing what we've discussed today, what aspects of perimenopause and postmenopause are you most curious to explore further? Maybe there's a specific symptom you want to learn more about managing, or maybe you want to connect with others who are going through something similar. Whatever your next step, we encourage you to embrace your curiosity, seek out reliable information, and prioritize self-care as you navigate this transformative time. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into perimenopause. We'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration.